Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. I'm Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight, where fun, family, fitness, health, wellness, and beauty are one. I consider myself an expert in this field because I am an LVN, licensed vocational nurse, have a master's in education, and have been teaching for a few years. Have been a CPR instructor for the Red Cross American Heart Association. I'm a certified fitness trainer. And for the last 5.5 years, my husband and I have been taking care of his father, who is now 92 years old, a diabetic and an amputee. Can you hear what's coming? That took a lot of mental, physical, and emotional preparation and wellness to deal with this, but the outcome, amazing. More about that later. Anyway, last week I shared about forgiveness from the faith-based and criminal justice-based standpoint. Today I will share forgiveness from the medical and scientific standpoint. The description in the medical says letting go of grudges and bitterness. When someone you care about hurts you, you can hold on to anger, resentment, and thoughts of revenge, or you can embrace forgiveness and move forward. Oh, that's a good point. I'd rather forgive and move on than stay stuck. Nearly everyone has been hurt by the action or words of another. Perhaps your mother criticized you by your parenting skills, your colleague sabotaged a project, or your partner had an affair. These wounds can leave you with lasting feelings of anger, bitterness, and or even vengeance. But if you don't practice forgiveness, you might be the one who pays most dearly. By embracing forgiveness, you can also embrace peace, hope, gratitude, and joy. Consider how forgiveness can lead you down the path of physical, emotional, spiritual well-being. Question is, what is forgiveness? Generally, forgiveness is a decision to let go of resentment and thoughts of revenge. The act that hurt or offended you might always remain a part of your life, can lessen its grip on you and help you focus on other, more positive parts of your life. Forgiveness can even lead to feelings of understanding, empathy, and compassion for the one who hurt you. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you deny the other person's responsibility for hurting you, and it doesn't minimize or justify the wrong. You can forgive the person without excusing the act. Forgiveness brings a kind of peace that helps you go on with life. Well, that sounds like a wonderful promise to me. Now, what are the benefits of forgiving someone? Okay, we said it's letting go of grudges and bitterness can make way of happiness, health, and peace. Forgiveness can lead to healthier relationships, greater spiritual and psychological well-being, less anxiety, less stress and hostility, lower the blood pressure, fewer symptoms of depression. It can increase your immune system and make it stronger, improve heart health and higher self-esteem. These are some wonderful things to do. I have found 5 ways of forgiveness that can improve your health, and those are backed by science. Forgiveness is typically taught as the right thing to do. It's often considered a virtue, but does it help us lead a better life? Specifically, is forgiveness good for our health? I wondered that. Does it have tangible, measurable, positive effects? Within the past few years, there have been numerous empirical studies on the effects of forgiveness, and what they have found is fascinating. Studies have shown that forgiveness can reduce blood pressure, boost immunity, reduce pain and chronic illness, decrease anxiety and depression, and strengthen relationships. But before we go into those specific effects of forgiveness, we need to clarify what forgiveness is and isn't. Forgiving is letting go of anger or resentment, sometimes accompanied by greater empathy for the point of view of the person who has harmed us. Forgiving is a choice not to let past grievances compromise our future, and shifting into an acceptance and understanding. Now that is forgiving. Now to the forgiveness, it is not pretending everything is fine, stuffing away angry or hurt feelings, condoning hurt behavior, necessarily reconcile or having contact with an offender. Forgiveness is not something you can be pressured to do, and it's not something you can forget. So we said already, forgiveness can lower blood pressure. And what it has to say with that is, they did a study where people learned to forgive one another, and that was pretty good. It helped mostly the person who was doing the forgiving. But when they did it with a married couple, the forgiving has shown to significantly lower the systolic and diastolic blood pressure in both the person doing the forgiving and the person being forgiven. While this type of forgiveness is confined within relationships, it's an interesting find because it means that not only does forgiveness do good to us, but it does good to the world. Just like blood pressure measures the sending out and taking in of blood, forgiveness both sends health out and takes health in. Next step was boost the immune system. According to a study on the cardiovascular effects of forgiveness, people who forgive report less illness. Another study performed on HIV patients by researchers at the Duke University found that patients who were more forgiving of people in their past who had wronged them had higher percentage of CD4 cells. CD4 cells are an important part of the immune system as they notify other cells to kill viruses and infections. Low levels of CD4 cells make the body more susceptible to sickness. Then we have a decrease in pain and chronic illness. Forgiveness does that. Nearly every middle-aged person I know experiences back pain, me included. Usually the treatment is rest, physical therapy, chiropractic services, etc. However, forgiveness might also help. One study of people with chronic back pain selected some participants to receive usual care for 8 weeks and some to take an 8-week course on turning anger into compassion. Here's what Harvard Health said about the results. At the end of 8 weeks, those receiving usual care showed no change in their discomfort, but those practicing the meditation felt significantly less pain and anxiety. Psych Central talked about a different study that found similar results. A study from the University of Tennessee and University of Wisconsin-Madison attributed forgiveness to fewer medically diagnosed chronic conditions and fewer physical symptoms from illness. Strength relationships, California Berkeley has done relationship studies, and they found that people who showed high motivations for revenge avoidance had lower relationship satisfactions, and people who tended to forgive reported greater relationship quality and also greater commitment to relationships. In the past, we've talked about how people with deep relationships tend to live longer and enjoy better health. Forgiveness can be an effective tool to maintain the kinds of relationships that produce health benefits. Decrease the anxiety and depression. Well, the study found that women who underwent forgiveness therapy moved from the mild to moderate depression range to the minimal or non-depression range. Furthermore, the women moved from near psychiatric levels of anxiety to levels below the published norm. Wow, the other people did not experience any of that, and their anxiety levels remained above the norm. Are facts that scientists and doctors found and documented. Having looked at different ways on how forgiveness impacts our lives, I'm convinced that more people will start forgiving, or at least make an effort to forgive in order to improve their health. If you have not done it so far, try it and see how it affects your body, mind, and spirit. I can tell you the experience with my father-in-law. My husband begged me literally 5.5 years ago to give him a chance to take his father in for 2 weeks to 2 months, because that's about all he had to live. He was so far gone. And I had so many issues with my father-in-law that I really had to pray about and forgive him. And I finally said yes. Now, 5.5 years later, oh my, it's not only changed my attitude and my health, but his also. It's amazing. He is now 92 and swims every day a mile with my husband. When I can, I go along and swim with him. And it's just amazing what exercise does to him and how he has actually learned that we love him. And the only way I can love him the way I do is because I've forgiven him for everything he did to me the first 30 years of my marriage. So I can tell you from experience, it's amazing what forgiveness does. And I wish that you can experience that too. Having said that, I'll remind you that next week we'll talk about how to start forgiving, because not everybody knows how. Tune in on Thursday, May 28th at 11 a.m. I am Denise, founder of Mikkel Night, where fun, family, fitness, health, wellness, and beauty are one. My contact information is dythomson@mikkelknight.com. That's M-I-C-L, and then knight, like in knight and shining armor.com. My phone number is 562-335-4956. Until next week, stay empowered.